Jim O'Donnell, congratulations after two defeats in 2017 and 2019. And that must have been an absolute emotional roller coaster near the end there.
Oh, it was unreal. Hey, 10 minutes of madness, you know. We were 1-0 down on 10 men, and to get them two goals in 4 minutes, and still there was about 10 minutes left, and we're backs against the wall again, and people going down cramping. Wasn't easy, but fair play to the lads. Hey, they dug deep, and very, very proud of them young lads today. That first real final, and to come out with a victory and get that cup at their age, it's a big achievement for them. I'm so, so proud of them.
And what were the thoughts just 10 or 12 minutes in when you get a red card for the handball on the line? Like, it must have been,
we
could have let the heads drop, but that didn't happen.
Well, it was tight, 20, 25 minutes when Stephen got sent off, but the lads, listen, hey, we dug deep and we came up with our system. Our game plan was out the window and Stephen got sent off. We had to rejig things, but I thought everybody just put the shoulder to the wheel and just got over the line, you know.
And it was a good penalty save from McGovern as well. That probably helped things a wee bit.
Settled us a wee bit. McGovern's doing that all his life, and we'd nearly back him to save a penalty, and he's been unbelievable for us. Kevin's a big player.
And what were the thoughts then, going a goal down just 90 seconds into the second half?
Well, we came out of the second half and first thing they got a penalty and they went 1-0 up, and the heads were down for maybe 4 or 5 minutes, but I think we got changed system again and got our heads back in it, and I thought we were dangerous on the break, you know. With 10 men, that ball over the top was working for us, and thankfully then 15 to go, we changed, went 3 to the back and pushed up, and hey, it played off. And
Two goals in 4 minutes, including yourself.
Aye, we got a header there at the end, and I don't know much about it, just got the head in. Thankfully she went in, and the rest is history.
And there was a big chance from Old Town there at the end as well. I think of Sean Cleary, and Brendan Brennan looked like he cleared it off the line. That was,
he did die. Brendan made pivotal. A well clearance there. Hey, serious clearance. Brendan came in there in the second half, and he really done a good job in front of that back three. And yeah, he's a lot of experience, Brendan. We're lucky to call on him, you know, and he was there and he done a job.
And you'll be celebrating now. There'll be a few sore heads probably tomorrow morning.
Oh, we'll be celebrating now for the next 2 days, I would say, and we'll get back to work on Monday, and we'll enjoy it now tonight.
Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah.